Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. In the early 90s, I was part of a tremendous move of God's Spirit. I mean, this was in the former Soviet Union, and the doors had just opened, and miracle after miracle, and thousands were swept into the kingdom of God. It just like opened up suddenly, but just as suddenly as it opened, it closed. Well, I am announcing today, the door is now open!
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, when I was a fairly new Jewish believer in the Messiah, I didn't know a whole lot. In fact, I did a national television show with a woman by the name of Catherine Coleman. Yes. And I hadn't even read the New Testament. But I got, because it was so unusual for Jewish people to be believers in Jesus at that time, that's why I got that kind of acclaim. But I had a friend, and I still have him today. He's another Jewish believer. Some of you might have heard of him. He has a television show. His name is Rabbi Jonathan Bernis. And Jonathan and I used to spend days praying in supernatural languages, praying in tongues, fasting. We had no idea what we were doing for lots of reasons, but I know today what we were doing. The organization I have today, two television networks throughout the world, I prayed that into existence by praying in supernatural languages, and I didn't even know what I was doing. And Jonathan did the same thing. He has an international organization all over the world. And we birthed it by praying in supernatural languages. One day, I got a phone call from Jonathan. And he said, Sid, God has told me to go to the former Soviet Union. The doors have just been opened. And I said, boy, what a great idea. And he said, let's do a Jewish music festival. Because Jews weren't even allowed to live like Jews at that time in the former Soviet Union. And we'll evangelize. And I said, sounds good. So he invited me to be one of the speakers. And we went there. Oh, you want to talk about... You should be so grateful to be living in the United States of America. You should kiss the ground we live on. Let me tell you what it was like then. You had to stand in line for groceries. I took my wife to this first event. Oh, I was dumber than dumb. The hotel rooms were so filthy and so filled with lice and mosquitoes and things that a lot of people, they couldn't stand the hotel room, so they moved their bed into the hallways. I don't think I have time to tell you about the elevators that got stuck with people in them. And who knows what year the engineer and the mechanics are going to come to fix it. And you have to climb out. Glass in the borscht, in the soup. I mean, these were tough days. But Jonathan and I were involved in history. We saw We rented an auditorium, and we didn't know if anyone would show up. It was jam-packed with Jewish people, standing room only. And then, I'd never seen this in my life, when we gave an invitation, the Jewish people did not sheepishly come forward. They ran to come to know God. Hallelujah. Anyone want to see actual video footage of that event?
Yes.
If you do not know God,
если ты не знаешь Бога,
this is your night, St. Petersburg.
Это твой вечер в Санкт-Петербурге.
I am going to pray a prayer for
Я
you.
Я буду молиться вместе с тобой.
Right now.
Прямо сейчас.
And you will know God.
И вы узнаете Бога.
Not just know about him.
Не просто о нем.
And you will know his son.
И вы узнаете его сына.
Yeshua.
Yeshua.
The Messiah of Israel.
Мессия свыше.
Get out of your seats right now in the balcony and down here.
Вставай со своего места. Сейчас на балконе здесь.
And come quickly up to the altar.
И быстро выходи
now.
Сюда вперед, прямо
and
сейчас. И мы будем молиться
quickly,
за тебя.
Quickly.
Быстро, как ты любишь
Show
его.
God, how much you love
Покажи
him.
Ему, как ты можешь любить
If
его.
You do not know God, you must come here.
Если ты еще не знаешь Бога, ты должен быть здесь сейчас.
I command you in the name of the living God.
Я заповедаю вам во имя живого Бога. Бог
quickly,
любит тебя, и ты должен прийти сюда сейчас. Беги сюда вниз,
God is running to
потому что Бог
say,
хочет...
To the living God.
Жить в тебе. Я говорю,
Now.
Беги к живому Богу сейчас.
Quickly.
Быстро.
Pray. Quickly.
Быстро сюда.
Repeat after me.
Скажите вместе со мной.
I believe that Jesus died.
Я верю, что Иисус умер.
Was buried.
Был погребен.
And rose from the dead.
И воскрес из мертвых.
His precious blood,
Его драгоценной кровью
washed away all of my sins.
Он омыл все мои грехи.
I ask Jesus to come and live inside of me.
Я прошу, чтобы Иисус вошел и жил внутри меня.
I make Jesus my Lord.
Я провозглашаю Иисуса своим Господом.
I'm not ashamed of the good news.
Я не стыжусь Евангелия.
Thank you, God.
Спасибо, Господь.
As unbelievable as that was, I can tell you that even as I see it now, It literally brings all those emotions back. But the door's closed. But I have good news. The doors have just opened. When I come back, we'll tell you about it.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural!
The supernatural of God knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, any place. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs with this free ISN app.
The world doesn't need another Christian TV network. What the world needs is life-changing programs that have a tangible outpouring of God's presence. And people need to be able to access it whenever they need it, wherever they are.
ISN makes it possible to meet you right at your point of need with live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on mobile devices or smart TVs. Or choose from dozens of powerful episodes of It's Supernatural and other exclusive programs in our online library. Just go to your app store and download it for free.
Whenever, wherever. God is not limited, and neither is your access to the supernatural of God.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, those early days in the former Soviet Union were preparing and equipping me for what has happened since. I started, rather than using Jewish music as the mode of expression, I started doing lectures on the supernatural. I started advertising. Sid Roth has studied an independent 20 years, the paranormal, and he's coming one night only to Boca Raton, Florida. I did this all over the world. in Jewish communities, and that many people that would attend these lectures I advertised would be healed in their seats. And in those days, God started, He just started a miracle that I'd never seen anyone do before. And that is, Jewish people that have no grid for miracles, so to speak, started getting miracles the minute I started speaking. And then the same results I had in St. Petersburg, I started having in any city of the U.S. or any city of the world. You know, Paul understood it when he said the Jew requires a sign. And I think that's one reason that the church has been crippled in sharing the good news with Jewish people, because we don't operate in our inheritance. That's why we have our television show. It's supernatural. But I want to take you to one of my recent lectures on the supernatural. And the lecture happened in one of my favorite cities outside of Israel, of course, Odessa, Ukraine. And in Odessa, we didn't know it at the time, I just guess I wasn't thinking, it was scheduled for Halloween night. And in Odessa, there are more witches, and I mean this, per square inch than almost any city I know of. In fact, the New Age, the paranormal really started over in the former Soviet Union. And there was, in addition to that, of all nights, Halloween night. That was their night. Well, we had our meeting, and there was an increase in the miraculous. And I'll show you something in this next segment that even today, it's hard for me to believe it happened. But let me take you into our lecture in the supernatural in Odessa, Ukraine.
In Odessa, Ukraine, on October 31st, 2015, where 1,000 unsaved Jewish people came, 500 of them testified that they were healed. As a result of witnessing the supernatural of God that day, 990 of the 1,000 came to know Yeshua as their Messiah and Lord.
I wish you had been where I was tonight. I'm in Odessa, Ukraine. Every other person in Odessa has Jewish ancestry. And we had one of my lectures on the supernatural. I'm speaking to you, it just finished a few minutes ago, and I'm in a historic hotel that I'm staying in, and I've never seen what happened tonight happen. You see, unlike a lot of people that have evangelistic meetings, ours is 100% Jewish people that do not know Jesus. And if I don't have miracles because I call it a lecture on the supernatural, I'm in trouble. I spoke for over an hour tonight. 1,000 unsaved Ukrainian Jews came to this meeting. I have never, and this is before God, I have never seen so many people raise their hand that they were physically healed. I would venture to say close to 50% of the people not just raised their hand, they stood up and they said they were healed. When it came to salvation, it was in the 99% range of people that stood up, publicly proclaimed that Jesus is their Messiah and Lord. Was Ukraine. But what about Israel? Wow. What about Israel? I started doing meetings in Israel. I did two lectures on the supernatural in Jerusalem. I did a lecture in Ashdod. That's a city that is 100% Jewish. I did a lecture in the Galilee. In fact, over the last 2 years, over 3,000 Israeli Jews have made public professions of faith. I tell you, the door is open. But I'm going to show you, when we come back, actual visual footage of the most historic meeting proclaiming Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, in Israel since the book of Acts. Would you like to see that?
Yes.
Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs and wonders, and healings as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
I had no disc in my lower back, and when watching the program, Sid said, God is healing the back. I knew instantly I was healed. I have even become an inch taller. Thank you, Jesus.
If you've been touched through watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, I called my friend, Rabbi Jonathan Bernis, and I told him what's going on in Israel. This is what he said to me. Sid, it's just like the old days. They're back. Something happened that is beyond my comprehension, really and truly. We had an event in Tel Aviv, Israel, that was beyond the pale. This is Israel. This is where it all started. This is where it's all going to finish. This is God's land.
Yes.
I want you to see God's hand on his ancient Jewish people, what he just did in Tel Aviv, Israel. I wish I could have taken all of you to Tel Aviv, Israel, a few days ago. Something happened, and I have been an investigative reporter of the supernatural for over 40 years. I have never heard of this. I mean, the greatest giants of healing ministries, I've never heard of what just happened in Tel Aviv, Israel. 33 buses pulled in to the hall that we rented, jam-packed with unsaved Jewish Israelis. Why were they coming? Because I was doing a lecture on the supernatural and I promised miracles. Between you and me, I can't heal anyone. But when God shows up, all things are possible. And God showed up. We had the shofar blast by a Messianic Jewish rabbi, cleared out the atmosphere, and almost immediately as I started speaking, words of knowledge flowed. And I said, everyone that received a healing, hold up your hand. And approximately 1,000 of the 1,800 people that were there raised their hand. They were instantly healed. Now, once these Jewish people were healed, and again, in 40 years of investigating miracles, in a matter of seconds, I have never seen 1,000 people physically healed. God must be in a hurry. Not just 1,000 people. These are unsaved Jewish people. No one's going to exaggerate. If anything, they'll exaggerate the other way. And then at the end of the meeting, I prayed for everyone that wanted a supernatural heart transplant. Just about every one of them stood up and boldly proclaimed Yeshua as their Messiah and Lord, asked God to give them a new heart and asked the Messiah of Israel to live inside of them. And then I said, King David said, I lift holy hands to God. Your hands are holy. Lift them to God. And I was amazed, these unsaved Jewish people who had just gotten saved, all raised both hands, all of them were raising their hands, and I prayed for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they got back on their 33 buses. I might add, we had 7 Messianic Jewish congregations partnering with us, bringing the unsaved Jewish people to this event. And on the buses, we passed out a brand new booklet called where do rabbis go when they die? It is powerful, but they have all the scriptures that I had spoken about and a lot more in this booklet to take home with them. And on the bus home, because we had two workers on every bus, on the bus home, this was the report I got. So many of them were amazed that they were physically healed, and they all were saying, I feel such peace. The peace, I was told, 33 busloads, each bus, the peace that they were reporting, they'd never experienced before. Let me give you a snapshot of just one person that gave us immediate feedback. We had seven Messianic Jewish congregations come together to help me pull this off. And this went to a Messianic rabbi in a Messianic congregation. And this is his report. Jenny is a mother of two who was very sick with fever and in a lot of pain when she came to the outreach. She also had ulcers in her mouth that wouldn't go away. Jenny said that when she stood up to pray and receive Yeshua into her heart at the event, she received complete healing. Pain and fever were gone, and her ulcers were also gone. She was to eat normally for the first time in a long time. The most important thing she said was that she now knows Yeshua forgave her sins, that she believes him and feels he is in her heart. In her words, I feel peace and joy I have never experienced before in my life. But do you know God's kingdom keeps coming? He just topped it. Yes. He just topped what you just heard.
Yes.
It's hard to believe, but there is a television network that covers every home in Israel that has a television. Every home on the basic package, meaning you got my network whether you like it or not. But it also covers the entire Middle East. I just had my business manager go to our office and talk with the staff and look it over. Can I show you the inside workings of METV, Middle East Television?
Recently, Joel Norai, the president of METV, Middle Eastern Television, took a tour of the offices where the gospel is broadcast to the countries of Israel and the Middle East.
As I entered the offices of METV, I was overtaken by the fact that we, as a Messianic Jewish ministry, were now given the privilege to take this network to the next level, bringing the gospel to every home in Israel and to the Middle East. With a full staff already in place in these state-of-the-art facilities, we are in preparation to bring the new anointed TV programming that will be relevant to the nations where the gospel once flourished and was disseminated to the world. You are looking at the master control room. I've referred to this as Command Central. This is where the programs are made ready for on-air broadcast. It demands a team of people who monitor the signal that is transmitted to over 25 nations via satellite, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
God has made METV, the Middle East Television Network, available to us to bring the supernatural of God and the gospel to both Jewish and Muslims in the Middle East.
Here you see the dubbing of programs into languages that the Middle East people can relate to. We will also be able to do live supernatural programming from our Charlotte, North Carolina studio facilities to bring timely messages to a potential audience of over 150 million. From this control room, the broadcast signal of METV and now ISN, the It's Supernatural Network, are both transmitted from satellite dishes on the roof to 25 nations in the Middle East, Africa, and Europe. The gospel is again being broadcast out to the nations through METV.
Isaiah 2:3, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
My friend Pat Robertson from 700 Club at one time, and he really poured his time and energy into Middle East TV. He owned it at one time. And I felt I should go to CBN and have him lay hands on me for the legacy that he started and for the next jump in Middle East TV. I want you to see that clip now.
The day has come when a good friend who has had a tremendous ministry to the Jewish people, who has a heart for Israel, his name is Sid Roth, is taking over what was Middle East Television started by CBN. We're delighted to see Sid take the station. We're delighted that he will be using it to encourage the Israelis and others in that Middle East area. We wish him well. We pray for Sid and his ministry. And we are very excited to see something that was started by High Adventure, carried on by CBN, now taken over by a man who's got a tremendous heart for Israel. So at this point, I want to pray for the continuation of Middle East Television. We went through some tough times. We went through dangerous times. Our staff was under threat constantly of violence in that southern Lebanon area. But there it has emerged, and it's going to be used by the Lord. So if you join me in prayer right now, Father, I pray for Sid. I pray for his use of Middle East Television. I pray that this station that was started by George Otis and continued by CBN will be used mightily for the Lord. Bless the Israelis, bless the people of Israel, and bless Sid Roth in this exciting adventure. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Here is my prophetic spin as to what's going on right now. When the Messiah came for the first time, he went exclusively to the Jewish people. To be an end in ourselves? No. To be, it says in Scripture, the Jew is to be a light to the Goyim, a light to the nations. And guess what? My Jewish people were a light to the nations. And every Gentile that believes that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah and knows him owes a debt of gratitude to the Jewish people. But here's my prophetic spin based on studying of scriptures for over 40 years, Old and New Covenant. The same thing God wants to finish things with. It's full circle. He started with the Jew to reach the Gentile. The Gentiles have carried the baton. Just before he returns, Jewish people are going to be raised up as fiery presenters of the good news to the world. And there will be an army linked up of one people, one God, one spirit. And we are going to see the greatest move of God's Spirit in history. But, as suddenly as the door has opened, it will shut. We know this from scriptures, and there'll be some very difficult times for people. But while we have this open door, this is a scripture I want you to consider. Romans 10, 14, and 15. How then shall they, that's the Jewish people, call on him whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Yes. I ask you, unashamedly, send me through Middle East Television. Yes. Send me. We have distributed 3 million God birthed evangelists, Jewish evangelistic books to mostly Jewish people throughout the world. Send me to do lectures on the supernatural. And there is a day coming, I had a dream about it. Maybe not, maybe you've never thought about this before. You've heard of Academy Awards Night. This is Academy Rewards Night.
Hallelujah!
Here's what God says. He says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24, but as his part is who goes down to battle, I'm going down to battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies. They shall share alike. So at Academy Rewards Night, those that are partnering with me, when the envelope is ripped and it's pulled out, your name's gonna be there.
Help Sid Roth share the gospel in Israel, the Middle East, and the world, reaching the Jew first and also the nations. Call now and receive Sid Roth's one-of-a-kind and anointed resource tool, PTT, the personal trainer for tongues. Plus, you will get Sid Roth's powerful three-book package, including Sid's supernatural testimony, Something More, his brand-new book, Where Do Rabbis Go When They Die, and his soul-winning masterpiece, The Mystery Law of Evangelism Revealed. All yours for a gift of $49 or more. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9453. You will receive what Sid Roth calls his most significant resource tool, PTT, the personal trainer for tongues, on DVD and three audio CDs. On the three audio CDs, you will hear powerful teaching and testimonies from Joan Hunter, Corey Russell, Marilyn Hickey, and so many others. Learn how speaking in tongues has allowed them to fulfill their God-given destiny. On the special DVD, Sid is your personal trainer. He has special anointing to help you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Many begin speaking in multiple supernatural languages. Play this for others and get them all praying in tongues. By speaking in tongues, you will prophesy your future, pray perfect prayers with perfect faith, obtain supernatural power to overcome every problem you're facing, build up your spirit, watch other spiritual gifts come to the surface. You will also receive Sid Roth's powerful three-book package, including his anointed testimony book, Something More. As a young Jewish businessman, Sid became disillusioned with his quest for success. He delved into the New Age, where real demons attacked him. Then a tangible presence entered his room and filled him with divine peace. Learn how you can walk in the same supernatural power Sid Roth does. Plus, you will receive Sid's book, Where Do Rabbis Go When They Die? According to the Jewish writings of the Talmud, the rabbi who historically had been credited with the creation of modern-day rabbinical Judaism didn't know whether he would spend eternity in heaven or hell. Find out how you can be sure that you and your loved ones will go to heaven. In Sid's latest book, The Mystery Law of Evangelism Revealed, many have expressed amazement at how easily Sid is used by God to lead people to the Lord. Sid shares the keys God has given him from more than 40 years of Jewish evangelism. Help Sid share the gospel in Israel, the Middle East, and the world, reaching the Jew first and also the Gentiles, the nations.
You're going to get the same reward that I am, because you have helped expand Middle East television. You have helped us mail evangelistic books that came from heaven to Jews throughout the world. When you go to the Jew first, it opens up the door of Genesis 12:3 of favor. God says, I, God, will bless you the same way you bless the Jewish people.
Don't miss out on getting Sid Roth's one-of-a-kind and anointed resource tool, PTT, the personal trainer for tongues, and Sid Roth's powerful three-book package, all yours, for a gift of $49 or more. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9453. Call or you can send your check of $49 to Sid Roth. It's supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9453 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest says that the veil between heaven and earth is getting thinner. That's why we're hearing of so many people having visitations to heaven, so many people seeing in the visible world, seeing angels, And she says she can teach you to see into this invisible realm. Anyone interested?
Me too.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.